With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. We had some news to break in the Hastings High School Athletic Department this week, as both Hastings High School seniors Linnea Urban and Nolan Myers are the recipients of the 2021 Athena and Apollo Awards. Linnea Urban has earned 13 varsity letters and is a 9-time individual conference champion as a participant in cross country, Nordic ski, and track and field. In cross country, she was 4 times all conference, 3 times a captain, 2 times a Metro East individual conference champion, and runner of the year. In Nordic ski, she was 4 times all-conference, 4 times captain, 3 times an MEC individual conference champ, and a 2-time all-state winner with a personal best 16th overall finish at the state meet. In track and field, she was 2 times a captain, 3 times a Metro East individual champion in the 1600-meter run, and also a Metro East Conference individual champion in the 3200-meter run, and her 2018 girls team was the Metro East Conference champions. Linnea maintains a 4.0 GPA and will be headed to St. Scholastica. Nolan Myers has earned 12 varsity letters as a participant in cross-country, wrestling, and track and field. In cross-country, he was 3 times all-conference, 2 times a captain, and 2 times most valuable runner. In wrestling, he was 2 times a captain. He was also a qualifier for the individual state meet, a participant on the state tournament team, and also has been named the academic all-section team. In track and field, he was named captain and participated in multiple events. Nolan maintains a 3.83 GPA and will head to South Dakota State University. More with Trent Hansen next week. Late last week, the Metro East Conference boys swimming and diving landscape changed without the Hastings Raider boys even needing to hit the pool. They had their conference meet by last Thursday, but there was a very important meet between Simley and St. Thomas Academy, which very well could get the Raiders back into the Metro East Conference championship discussion. Well, now as we open the week, we have plenty to discuss. That's because St. Thomas knocked off Simley last Thursday, and now it's a 3-way tie for the conference championship with only a couple of meets to go for all 3 teams. To describe everything that happened, we needed head coach Jerry Rupp of the Raiders to join us.
Crazy things happened on Thursday night. So if you go back 2 weeks ago, we had a matchup against St. Thomas Academy, and as most people know, we won that meet. That's the first time in 32 years we've beaten St. Thomas Academy. So that was a huge feather in our cap. Fast forward to 1 week ago, we then had Simley, and Simley was rolling into town also with an undefeated record, and it was just a crazy meet. Simley, basically, what they did before our meet was they rested their guys for 3 full days. They just kind of took it easy and rested them to try to get their peak performance up. We didn't have that luxury because we had to go meet against Tartan on Tuesday of that week, and so we only got 1 day of rest to their 3. In addition, Simley wore all their, we call it tech suits or fast skin suits that are super tight and the water fabric is different and all these things trying to get a little extra speed out. And we took Simley down to the very last relay and Simley had just a little bit more than we did. And so they ended up beating us. Now, so we've beaten St. Thomas. Simley has beaten us. So now Simley is sitting in the driver's seat, but they had to see St. Thomas. Come along this last Thursday night. We thought, barring a major miracle, it looks like Simley's going to win the conference title. We'll be second. St. Thomas will be third. St. Thomas has to travel to Simley's pool. St. Thomas has no diving, so they're going to forfeit 13 points. We thought, I just can't see how this is going to happen. They live streamed the meet from the Grove, and lo and behold, St. Thomas just went bananas, swam out of their heads, and get this, the final score was St. Thomas 111 to Simley's 72. They beat him by 40 points. Are you kidding me? We were just giddy watching this broadcast and could not believe that St. Thomas was destroying Simley. So what's that all mean? That all means that all 3 teams have 1 loss, which means that we are all tied for a conference title. That's the first conference championship, be it shared, for Hastings since 1978. It's unbelievable.
No matter if we're talking about the St. Paul Suburban, the Suburban East, or the Metro East, there have not been many years in boys or girls swimming that have had the season come down to something like this. And this kind of excitement is exactly what our community needs right now.
I don't think it has, to to be honest with you. I think back to over the years, there was one year in the old SEC where Stillwater rolled into town and we had all the answers that night, luckily, and we took them down, but then we lost to Mounds View. There was also one year back in the old St. Paul Suburban back in the mid-90s when we had to go up against Woodbury and we thought we had a pretty good shot and things just fell apart at the seams. And so for this to happen with all three teams, you know, each knocking the other off, I had talked to the St. Thomas coach on Thursday night. I sent him an email and I congratulated him. And he said, yeah, it's like each of us were kissing our own sisters, you know. We end up with a tie. And I said, well, I'll take a tie because it's indicative of how balanced the top three teams were. We had some strength there. We had some weaknesses. Those were exploited by the other team. And you see this, Nick, too, with high school kids, how excitement and enthusiasm is contagious. And that's what happened Thursday night for the St. Thomas kids is they were just excited. And Simley had the same issue. You know, they came out, you hear it all the time, they call it an emotional hangover. They were still riding that high from beating us the previous week at our own pool. So they had kind of a little bit of a hangover. And they came out flat, and St. Thomas was ready to take it to them, took them to the woodshed, as they say, and just won in commanding fashion.
A three-way conference tie for the championship is still likely, but there is still a couple of meets left. Coach Rupp explains.
Yes, and so what we have left is we do have 3 weeks left of the regular season. So this coming Thursday, we will see North St. Paul at home. It's our senior night. Luckily, we have five seniors, and so we're allowed to have all 10 parents come in and watch in person, so we're happy about that. Then on the last 2 weeks, we go on the road. We go up to South St. Paul, and then we go to Henry Sibley's brand new facility. Both South St. Paul and North St. Paul are very low on numbers. I think they're down to about 14 or 15 kids. What that means is that they're not able to actually fill out an entire lineup. So just by attrition alone, we're going to be able to win those meets. They have a couple of good kids, a couple fast kids, but they just have nothing, and they can't even fill out their lineup. So I think we'll be okay with that. And then our last meet, like I said, we travel up to Henry Sibley to their brand new 8-lane facility. We're all excited to see that. You know, they've got some pretty good kids, too. They had a good meet against Simley. They came up short, but they gave them a good challenge. And so I think we'll have the same thing against Henry Sibley. But barring anything crazy like COVID or mass sickness or whatever, we should be okay. And I think we're going to be able to win those last three meets. And that'll put us right there, like I said, a tie for first place with Simley and St. Thomas.
Stay tuned for more with Coach Rupp. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.